2 weeks ago, the office staff was gathered here in the Great Hall, and at that time I informed you of the deficit that we were facing as of August 31st. It's not a deficit that we are in now, that is, not the size, but I projected at that time that by the end of this fiscal year, which occurs on August 31st, that the headquarters operations, that is the international and the U.S. headquarters located here, would be facing a deficit of about $240,000. I want to emphasize at this point, because I know that the staff from Glenary Operations and maybe a few guests are here, that this deficit does not involve the finances of the Glenary Operations, the conference department. This is strictly the headquarters. Yesterday afternoon, we got the report for January income. I actually got it yesterday morning, but it was about 4:30 yesterday afternoon before I had a chance to study it and to see the impact and whether or not the trend is changing either for good or for worse. And it appears, as of the end of January, that the trend is remaining steady, that we're still looking at a deficit of about $240,000. In some ways, that's encouraging because it shows that at least it is not getting worse, and we can be thankful for that. 2 weeks ago, when we were here, I mentioned that we had a two-pronged attack to do something about this deficit. First of all, we were going to attempt to cut expenses in the office, and secondly, we were going to attempt to increase our income, trusting that by God's help that with both of these efforts that we would be able to end the year in the black. Lauren appointed a cost reduction committee of Bob Stevens, Donald McGilchrist, and myself, and this committee, over the last 10 days, has met with all of the department managers in the office, and we have gone over each department's budget. And through these efforts, we have identified reductions that can be made in this year's expenses of about $43,000. Now, I use the word about because there's a certain amount of fluidity still in this thing. It hasn't, you know, come down and settled on bedrock as yet. There are a couple of departments where the managers have been out of town that we've not been able to talk to. But at this point, it stands at about $43,000 that we have been able to reduce the budget. I'd like to emphasize that the departmental managers and and supervisors are mainly responsible for these reductions. That is, the cost reduction committee has served simply as a catalyst. As we've interviewed the managers, and they knew they would be interviewed, they have gone over their budgets and have come up with these savings. And so I just want to express publicly the gratitude of the committee for the work that you managers have done. I feel that you are the ones who have saved this money, not the cost reduction committee. In addition, many of you have had input to your supervisors and managers about ways that, in general, that we could reduce costs. The two that came to us most frequently were two that were somewhat sacrificial suggestions on your part. One was that we pay for all or part of our money, hospitalization, and health insurance. And the other, this I'm not sure which of these is most sacrificial, the other is that we pay for our own coffee. Let me just speak to both of these so that you'll know that we have addressed your suggestions and have not taken them lightly. First of all, on the area of paying for money, we have a legal contract with the Mutual Life Insurance Company of New York, which states that the premiums for this insurance will be paid only by the employer. In order to change this contract, there's quite a bit of legal work involved. And in addition to that, it would change our rates upward. And so we feel it is better that the navigators continue to pay for your and my Moni health insurance. If you want to make a contribution to the navigators in view of that, why, that's between you and the Lord. Let me just say, too, this would not only involve changing the structure here, but what we do for headquarters, we have to do for the entire American staff worldwide. And it's not quite so easy to get a decision on this kind of thing. And so we feel it's not practical at this time to change that money, though we appreciate the spirit in which this suggestion has been made. Now the coffee. There's no legal contract. So we can do something about that. Bob Stevens had Dolores Perdue, it was Dolores, wasn't it, do a study on what it costs for a cup of coffee. If you have your own mug, it's 5 cents. If you use one of these plastic cups, it's 6 cents. Now, we could put little coffee cans at each one of the coffee stations and have you drop in a nickel or 6 cents or something each time you go for a cup of coffee. And we felt it might be a little cleaner operation if each one of us would just, we know about how many cups of coffee we consume per day. There are about 300 working days between the 1st of February and the 31st of August. And you can do a little bit of arithmetic there and determine how much the navigators are going to pay for your coffee between now and the 31st. And here again, if you'd like to make a donation to the cause, just simply add that to your giving to the navigators this next month. I figured it out. I have about 2 cups a day, and so my contribution is going to be $15. Whether or not I make that all in one fell swoop or spread it out over several months. If you're a coffeeholic, you probably have to make a pledge. So that's our approach on reducing income, or reducing expenses, excuse me. Now, how to increase income? Basically, there are two ways that we increase income. Number one is we pray, and number two is we ask people to give. We're putting into the March Daily Prayer Guide, the prayer guide that goes out to some 6 or 8, 10,000 people on our Daily Prayer Guide mailing list, a prayer request mentioning this deficit that headquarters is facing and asking them to pray that the Lord will provide these funds. And so we're going to enlist the prayers of a large number of people. Secondly, we want you to pray. If you have not been praying, we ask that you begin now. And this is something you Glenary folk can join with us in. We would like to ask each department to pray together at least once a week. And I think most of the departments are already having a weekly prayer meeting. If not, we want you to start. And for whatever else you pray about, be sure you include this, asking God to lay it upon the hearts of people to give to our needs here at the office. And then we'd like for you to put this on your personal prayer list and pray regularly for this, that God would meet our needs. 2 years ago, those of you who were here 2 years ago will remember that we were facing a much bigger deficit, more of a crisis situation, and God did respond to our prayers at that time and enabled us to cut the budget, but he also did something that I think not many people are aware of, and that is that he brought about a significant turnaround in the trend of our gift income. From September 1, which is when our year begins, until through December, our gift income area for headquarters was what you might call a disaster area. And then beginning in January, as we began to pray, there was a significant turnaround and our gift income did increase. And in addition to that, we got one very large gift that spring, and it enabled us to end the year in the black. So we ask you to pray. And then the second thing is we're going to ask people to give. Lorn has set up a committee chaired by himself and Jim Downing when in Lorn's absence, composed of Lorn and Jim and Jack Mayhall and Rod Sargent and Donald McGilchrist and I, to work on some fundraising plans. And as these plans develop, we will let you know about them and ask you to pray about them. They're still in the developing stage at this point. But as soon as something specific gels, we'll be putting information in the Glen Eyrie news sheet about that, about those plans, and asking you to pray about them. And then, in addition to asking others to give, we want to ask ourselves to give. And that's primarily the purpose of our get-together, or at least this part of our get-together this morning. When we first realized that we were facing this deficit, we're aware that 70% of our budget is personnel costs, that is salaries, Social Security, money, staff benefits of various kinds. About 70% of our $1.5 million annual budget are personnel costs. And so, naturally, there was the thought, well, perhaps we can reduce salaries. And you'll recall that 2 weeks ago I told you that we had decided not to do that, and we have not changed that decision. That is to make a unilateral decision to cut salaries across the board. We had thought, well, what would happen if we reduce salaries across the board by 5%? And we realized that that would hurt some people more than others, because there are some married folk, for example, who are on not so great salaries, and this would be a severe hardship for them. And so Lauren came up with the idea of asking that we each consider giving, instead of taking a salary cut, giving an amount up to 5%. Now, let me underscore that term up to. Not that we give 5%, but that 5% be sort of a target, knowing that some might could give more than that, some cannot give that much, but somewhere in that range between, you know, 0 and 5% that we might find our range of giving. Let me say once again to the Glen Eyrie staff, these remarks were prepared yesterday for the headquarters staff, and then Russ called me about a quarter of five yesterday, and he said, I'm planning to have the Glen Eyrie gang here. And I said, well, you know, we're going to be asking people to give. And he said, well, that's okay, after he'd swallowed hard. So this request that we're asking people to pray about giving is directed primarily to the office staff, but if those of you and the Glen Eyrie crew get the burden, well, your gifts will be welcome. Now, as we've thought about this, we realize that there are, in a practical way, two ways that we can give. One is just to make an outright gift along with the monthly giving that we give to, whatever other NAV ministers we're giving to, just add something for the headquarters in our monthly giving. The other way is that we can send word to the payroll clerk or to the staff accounting department asking them to reduce our salary by X number of dollars. And it all comes out the same for the navigators. That is, if you reduce your salary $25 or $50, or if you give $25 or $50, either way, it comes out for the navigators. There's probably some advantage in taking a pay cut. For example, many of us are in an area where about 20% of our salary is withheld in taxes, federal tax, state tax, and Social Security tax. And so, for example, let's say that I have decided to give $50 a month. I'm giving that after tax, so I'm giving $50 and I'm paying 20% tax, which is $10 more, to these various governmental functions. So it costs me $60 to give the navigators $50. I can ask staff accounting to reduce my salary by $50 and I don't pay that tax. So I might could even give $60. So we have these two ways. Now, we have some cards, and in a few minutes, the fellows will be passing out these cards, and these are standard Navigator pledge cards. If you would like to give, and by the way, there are some of you who are in a situation where it would be to your advantage to give rather than to ask for a pay cut. And so we want you to do whichever suits your situation the best. But we have these standard Navigator pledge cards that we use at conferences. We're going to pass them out, and we want you to take these and over the weekend to pray and ask God what He would have you to do. And that's, in the final analysis, that's what we want. We want you to do what God leads you to do. Now, there are three areas on here: a cash gift enclosed, monthly support. In fact, fellas, let's pass these out now so that we can look at them. While they're passing them out, let me say this. If you decide to give, we have opened an account called Special Administration Need. Special Administration Need. And so if you decide to give, you can give into this Special Administration Need, and that way we will be able to keep these gifts distinct throughout the remainder of this year. And we can say, okay, the staff at headquarters in Glen Eyrie, if they give to this, have contributed X amount of dollars. Let me pause just a moment here to make sure you all have these in hand. At the top it says, fill in name of staff member or project, and there put the three words, Special Administrative Need. And then put your name. Evie, do they need to put their address? Do they need to put their address? Okay, you don't need to bother putting your address. Just put your name. Now, there are three areas. This, first of all, let me speak to those who are going to give. And then for those of you who want to take a voluntary cut in pay, I'll speak to you in just a moment. If you want to give, there are three areas. Cash gift enclosed. That is, if you want to make your first gift at the time you send this in, then you put that amount down. If you want to give so much a month, $25, $30, $50 a month, then use the second of these yellow blocks. Now, some of you may feel, well, I'm not sure that I can give X dollars a month, but between now and the 31st of August, I'm trusting the Lord to be able to give a certain amount. For example, maybe you want to give a portion of your income tax refund if you get one. Then you would use this third block. Then put it in the envelope and drop it in the inner office mail, and that will go to the receiving department.
Not all of
They did not all get envelopes. We have some more envelopes. Would you hold up your hand if you didn't get an envelope? Okay, back in the back seems to be the primary area. Okay, now if you would like to have your salary reduced instead of making a monthly gift, then turn over on the back of the card and just say, reduce my salary X dollars per month. Now this will begin with the second half of February. It is too late for us to do this for the 15th of February payday, which comes up next week. So this will begin, in other words, whatever amount you put down here, the accounting department will take half of that, and that will begin with your next pay period. And so every pay period, half of what you put down here will be deducted. Is that clear? Just say, reduce my pay X dollars a month. And then on your envelope, where it says the navigators, put above that the words staff accounting. And put that in the inner office mail. And then those envelopes will go directly to the accounting department. They will not go through your supervisor. They will not come to me. The only people who will know what you are doing would be the lady who handles the gift income part in receipting, and then the two girls who would work on payroll in the staff accounting department. So this is between you and the Lord, and you do as the Lord leads you. I want to just make this one other point. If you do ask staff accounting to reduce your salary, and somehow between now and the end of August, your situation changes, and you feel that that's no longer a tolerable situation, just simply send a note to the accounting department, and they will change it back to your original salary. Or if you said, reduce my salary by $30, and you can only do half of that, then send word to them, and they will take care of that. Are there any questions on the procedure? Yes, Joyce. To give?
To give rather than to reduce salary.
Okay, the one situation that I know of is this. Those who, well, I'll say my age and older, you can draw your own conclusions on that one. To whom the Social Security retirement benefit is significant, and you're coming down to the time where every year counts. If you reduce your salary, you reduce your contribution into Social Security, and that will ultimately reduce your Social Security benefit. For those who are younger, though that will occur, it's so far out in the future that it really won't wiggle the graph any at all. So there probably are not too many. Al?
Wouldn't the other situation be if you take the standard deduction?
Yes. Thank you. That's good. If you take the standard deduction. Now, wait a minute. That would be a pay cut, wouldn't it?
If you take the standard deduction, then you'd want to take a pay cut because
yes.
You don't lose your receipts.
Right. Okay. If you take the standard deduction, then it's probably to your advantage. I would say most of the people, it's to your advantage to take a voluntary pay cut. Now, I want to just underscore this. 2 weeks ago, we said we were not going to cut salaries, and we're not cutting salaries. If you take a pay cut, this is just simply your way of giving. There'd be no receipts on that, and that's a wash. You know, if you give and you get a receipt, that reduces your income. If you take a pay cut, it reduces your income the same amount. Now, we'd like for you to pray about this over the weekend, and on Monday, please put those envelopes in the inner office mail to either receipting or staff accounting. Make a note to yourself so that you don't forget that. If you already have prayed about this in anticipation of this meeting and you know what God wants you to do, then send in your envelope today. But please don't forget. Dick?
My question was, there would be no contribution then to the navigator per se if we take a cut in salary, right?
That's right. Bob?
What happens if the 31st of August? In other words, does this automatically then go off? Is this only until that time?
That's right. We're asking that the giving or the pay cut be through the month of August. And when we look at salaries for this next year, we will look at the basic salary scale that we're on now, not your new salary if you take a pay cut. I mean, if your salary now is $500 a month, when we look at salaries for this next year, we're going to look at you as if you're still making $500, even if you've taken a $30 or $40 pay cut. Steve?
This may be a whole other can of worms. I'm not sure if it's relevant, but it seems like if you take a pay cut, there might be certain cutoff points bracket-wise where taking a $50 cut wouldn't change your tax status, but a $55 might. Do you think there'd be any situations like that?
That is a whole other can of worms. Right. I'd say
it all comes out in the wash when you file your tax return.
We want you to look to the Lord, and the Lord has got a computer that figures out where breaks are. Yes, back here.
John Eames says his is a little better than ours.
Tell you what. I think we're going to get a rash of questions, and we've got another meeting coming up in a few minutes. Could we save our questions and then see someone like Doan or Jim Trumbull or myself or Evie on these questions, and we'll try to answer them individually? I'd like to just share with you just a few thoughts from the Scripture in order to kind of attune our hearts as we pray about it this weekend. You're all familiar with the story of Elijah and the widow, as it's found in 1 Kings chapter 17, where the Lord, you recall, had been feeding Elijah, having the ravens bring him bread, and he was out at the brook to drink. And then the Lord said, "Arise and go to Zarephath and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." And so you're familiar with the story, how that Elijah went and he saw this widow who was out gathering a few sticks. And he said to her, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of meal in a jar and a little oil in a cruse. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Fear not." Now, as we think of giving sacrificially, and this is basically what we're asking you to do, we're asking you to give sacrificially. Because last year, last September, we gave a sort of a general 5% cost of living pay increase. That we felt that in order to keep your purchasing power, even with the board, because of inflation, we granted a 5% pay increase. Now, that was about 5%. Not exactly. And so now we're coming and we're asking you to give back, or to, in one way or another, part of that 5%. But meanwhile, the cost of food has gone up and the utility bills are up $10 or $15 a month over last year, and shoes for the kiddies have gone up, and all of these things have increased. And so that 5% is already spent every month. And now we come and we say, we would like for you to look to the Lord and pray about giving a portion of that 5% back that we gave you last September. And so we're asking you to give sacrificially. And I know my reaction is, how can I do it? How can I afford it? And I talked with my wife night before last on this, as we were seeking the Lord's will as to what we as a family should do. And it's a little bit scary. But the word of the Lord through Elijah to the widow was, "Fear not." And he said, "Go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake and bring it to me, and afterward make for yourself and your people. Give first. Put God's needs, and after all, this is a spiritual ministry. This is not just a job that we have here, but this is a part of the Navigator ministry, and as we give to the office, we're giving to the Lord. And as Elijah said to the widow, first make me a little cake, and afterward for yourself. I know this is what God is saying to me, and I trust to you. Well, Jerry and Eleanor, you first find out what I want you to do about this need, and then about yourselves. David in 2 Samuel 24:24 said these words, I will not offer unto the Lord that which cost me nothing. And so we're asking you to give that which costs something. Not just, you know, $5 that you wouldn't spend at Michelle's this next month. But we're asking you to give in a way that you feel you cannot afford to give.